Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast where Mochi was almost orphaned.
What in the world?
Yeah.
Well, I'm Cody.
And I'm alive.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Tyler, I need you to elaborate immediately. First of all, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes.
We're going to be going down the rabbit hole today. We're not doing a segment, so I guess we're going to go ahead and get started. Tyler, what happened?
Yeah, I almost died.
So first of all, is this what you were texting me about?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tyler sent a message a couple of days ago. He was like, well, I have something to talk about, and like a crying face.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm being dramatic.
I don't believe that for a second.
So I was driving home. I think it was Monday night, Monday or Tuesday night, and I was literally on the road very close to my house. Like, mm-hmm. I turned off the highway, and I'm going down that road, and then there's just one more curve left, and then I get on the road to my house. And so I'm going, and there's a bunch of people, like there's somebody stopped coming my way, and there's somebody at the stop sign that's, you know, the intersecting road that stopped. Mm-hmm. Which I understand because I'm flying through there, you know?
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I wonder why that other person stopped there. I guess they're trying to be nice and let them out or whatever. Upon closer observation, there were multiple deer crossing the road.
Oh.
And my brakes were tested that day because I was flying through that road. And those deer were many and very close. And I hit one.
You hit the deer?
I hit one. But I had slowed down enough to where, like, I was like, I hit it. And I watched it, like, it continued running, but, like, fell down as it was running. And I was just like, okay.
Wait, is your car okay?
Yeah. It, like, I got out of the car and I checked it and not a scratch on it. I said, look
Thank
at
you,
God.
Jesus. And I guess the deer was okay.
Yeah, the deer was fine. Like it just tripped and fell down, but like it got back up and went. And I was
what
like,
in the world?
Oh, man. Ooh, my heart. I was like, those other people like that were stopped.
Yeah.
And being observed were probably like,
this idiot. Wow, he just hit that deer and it lived.
Right.
What a loser.
Right, and he lived. Oh, man. Like, I've never hit a deer before.
I can't believe like you were able to not tell me this until
I know.
Now.
Oh, it was so difficult. But like it was.
Oh my word,
I know,
bro!
I got home. Like my heart was like in my stomach. I said,
I guess so.
Yeah. I was like, what would Mochi do?
Nothing.
He would do nothing.
He would do nothing. He would.
I
just,
don't know, man. Because like I come home, and he's so needy when I get home, in the best way.
Yeah.
In the best way.
I know what you mean.
It's like, I get home and he, like, even today, like, after work, I came home to change clothes before church.
Yeah.
And, of course, I picked him up as he demands I do so. And I loved on him. And he just, like, I had to set him down because I had to get changed because I had very limited time before practice. And I'm trying to get changed to get ready. And he just was like, like following me around and like meowing and stuff like that. But
wow.
Yeah. Luckily he's not an orphan.
That I'm shook.
I'm shook.
I wasn't expecting that to be the thing. Like,
yeah.
Hey, I hit a deer.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like I drove down many roads before and well
like you do.
Right, like you do. Information's helpful. No, I drive at night. In the cold a lot, and I'm always worried on these back roads that I'm going to see a deer.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, me and my speed.
Just let me go with you, bro. You'll not see a deer.
Right. Jeez. Well, I'm always worried because I'm like, I'm going pretty fast. If I hit a deer, what am I going to do? Because I'm always told that you never swerve.
No, by no means.
Never swerve. You just hit it. And you just hope. But then I've also heard stories where like the deer like gets hit and then goes through your windshield and then ends up in your car. And then if they ever gain consciousness in your car, they could like kick and freak out.
Well, that's why you got to floor it before you hit the deer. Make sure they don't regain consciousness. No, I've seen that. And I've seen like the pictures on Facebook and stuff of like the deer is like in the car still.
Oh, no.
And there's the deer is kind of like covering the whole car. He has just sort of expanded in a way that is
became
not,
one.
Yeah. And I think that that would probably have a lot to do with the type of car you drive.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I feel like what would happen if either of us hit a deer in our cars, just imagine like the front of your car looking like the Hulk just like sat on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think
that's why I was so surprised that there wasn't a scratch on
it. I'm very surprised. If it was enough to knock the deer down,
yeah.
I'm surprised it didn't do anything to your car.
Right. I'm
thankful.
Thankful for brakes, man.
Yeah,
thankful
for
the Lord.
Probably need to get those inspected soon.
Oh, right. Well, actually, what's funny is that prior to that, I was having a little bit of difficulty with my brakes to where, like, whenever, right before I'd come to a complete stop, the brakes would, like, go in a little bit. Mm-hmm. So where I had to press a little bit more to come to a complete stop. And I'm like, oh, this seems problematic.
Right.
But after I slammed on the brakes before I hit the deer, after that, there was no problem. I was like, okay, cool.
Praise God.
Right. I don't have to go get this checked out.
Oh, man. It stresses me out, the thought of that.
It was a very stressful
situation. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
I went home. I ate me a meatball sandwich and got to work.
How long did it take for your heart rate to slow down?
Oh, man. It was bad.
Was it for a while?
It was bad because I was like driving and just like,
I can't believe you didn't say anything because whenever you were like, oh, I have something to talk about.
I wanted this reaction, though.
it's real because I said.
Well, you know, we don't talk outside the podcast.
Right. And I was like, allegedly was like, hey, give me a little something. Like, what is it? And you're like, you'll see.
Yeah.
So you had the opportunity repeatedly to be like, hey, man, just spoiler, I hit a deer.
Yeah. Nah. Well, I also thought I was like, he'll probably see on my car.
Right. And ask what happened. And you'd be like, oh, that old thing.
That old thing. Yeah.
You know.
Just hunting.
I finally took up hunting, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Tyler, I will say, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
You know, you got to do it wrong. The good news is your car's red.
Yeah. So. It belongs. Well, that's another thing. It could have something on there and I don't even know.
Yeah. You know, as long as it's not like. Obviously,
no,
wrong.
It's not scratched or dented or anything. No new scratches or dents or anything.
No new ones.
Right.
That
no,
we can see.
Ones. Right.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. The listeners are glad you're okay.
Mochi is glad I'm okay.
Mochi is glad you're okay because otherwise he'd be like, who's going to feed me?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say he would starve.
He turned off his cell phone. I think he must have blocked my number or something because like, he stopped texting me back.
Stop.
And I'm like, what in the world, Mochi? Like, is it because of what I said?
Look, I thought about getting another cat.
Are you serious?
I thought about it. I'm thinking only because, like, as we discussed in the podcast, I'm purchasing my house.
Yeah.
I'm expanding to the full house. Mochi will have more room to frolic about and stuff like that. But, like, I thought about getting another one just because, like, I don't want him to get lonely and I can't take him. And I know he's a cat, but I can't take him outside as much as I want to and stuff like that. I don't want him to get, like, just miserable chilling around the house or whatever.
So you're going to risk buying a cat that he may hate.
Well, eventually.
And be around him.
They'll get accommodated to each other.
They'll begin to tolerate each other.
Right.
Much like you and I.
Right. Exactly. But like, because everybody knows I want a corgi so desperately.
Well, it's funny you say that.
Don't tell him. Because here's the thing. I can't. I'm not home enough.
That would be. See, and I can understand you. Like, if you had a corgi, you would need like an additional dog.
Yeah.
Because they are dogs and they do need the company.
Yeah.
If you're going to get another cat, have you seen the Munchkin cats?
I don't know. I think I have.
They are literally like the corgis of cats.
Really?
Sarah sent me a video of one today. It was like a reel of just a little Munchkin cat running towards the camera. Their legs are like this long.
Cute.
And then they're just, it's Same. So, yeah, I mean, they're so cute.
Oh, man. I'd also was thinking
expensive.
Today. Right. Oh, I'm sure. Well, corgis aren't exactly cheap, which I joined a... I'm so ashamed. I joined a corgi adoption page on Facebook.
That's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
There, like, it's like apparently there's a plethora of corgis that need second chances and stuff like
that. What
does
that mean, though?
Like, they were thrown out, or they were found on the street, or they were at a shelter. Or
like that one I saw on the street. You remember we talked about that on the podcast a while back?
I probably blacked out of sadness.
You were very, you were like, why didn't you stop and get it?
Oh, that's right. I do remember that now. Yeah. I just, yeah. So yeah, I joined the page to torture myself because I cannot get one. So, because I was looking through there today. There was
so cute.
I thought the only way that I'd be able to get through that would be to like add a dog door to the back of my house because I don't have a back door. So yeah. I'd like to add a dog door and like fence in the backyard and make like a dog pen. That way he has access to go about, you know. I was like, that would be the only way that I would be able to get a dog in my situation is if I have a fenced in yard and he can do whatever.
Yeah, but even then, like the risk you run there is they will eventually get bored and he'll try to like dig out from under the fence and be like, where's dad?
Yeah.
Or Uncle Coco.
Man, if I could just
it's just not ideal to have a dog that has to be at home by itself. But
I want one so bad.
Yeah, I know. And I want you to have one because we got to name it Cheesecake. And replace. Exactly. We have the little Cheesecake down there by your chair.
Yes, that our niece Taylor is obsessed with.
Yes, I love her so much. Hi, Taylor.
She's so big.
Same. Well, speaking of big, are you as hungry as I am right now?
My stomach just audibly growled a moment ago, and I was worried that the mic was going to pick it up.
I didn't hear it, but maybe I will when I'm editing. Oh, so here's where I'm at right now, Tyler. I've been in this place lately, probably for about the past 2 to 3 weeks, where I just want Longhorn so bad.
Really?
Yeah, and here's why.
I feel that.
Longhorn is my favorite steakhouse because they do something that, as far as I know, no other place does. And that is they will crust your steak with Parmesan cheese.
I feel like there's somewhere else that does that.
No.
But I can't list it.
Well, everywhere else does it with blue cheese. Because it's kind of like a thing. Like,
disgusting.
I want to add the blue cheese crumbles, and I want to add like the mushrooms and the onions.
Oh, yes. That.
But and I figured you would enjoy that. But Longhorn is the only place around here anyway that does the Parmesan cheese crust.
Nice.
And once you've had it, you can't not have it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that. Well, I mean, I can. Well, I have.
Yeah. Well.
And I won't.
It's very difficult to not miss it when it's not
good,
there.
For sure. It's very good. I acknowledge that.
Sarah, I think she likes the idea of it.
Yeah.
But anytime she doesn't get it on her steak, but I'll get it. She's like, hey, let me have a bite.
Looks great.
It's the wife tax. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But then she takes a bite, and I always get so mad because she's like, it's too much. And I'm like, well, why did you want a bite? Because you knew it hasn't changed. Wasted my bite.
I feel that. Like, it always looks good. It smells good. But I think I agree with her, and that's why I don't get it, because I think that across the whole steak would be, like, too much for me personally.
Yeah.
But especially because I'm lactose intolerant anyway.
Well, yeah, that would be problematic.
Right. So that's why I personally steer clear of it, but it's very good. Very, very, very good. You said Parmesan crust, and I thought about Texas de Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, their Parmesan crusted chicken.
The chicken, man.
Ooh-wee.
You know they closed that down in Mobile?
I'm not.
Why? And the way I figured it out, it was so heartbreaking because they posted I follow them on Instagram, as you would,
right.
You know, to see those beautiful, beautiful pieces of steak. But anyway, I digress. They posted some kind of thing that showed their locations.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, cool. I want to see the Mobile one, you know, right. Like, what kind of picture they have for it. And I'm scrolling, and it's not there. And I'm like,
hello.
Oh, dear. And I literally went on a search. And I looked it up, and it said this location has been closed down. And I was like,
where's the next closest one?
To us, the closest one is in Louisiana. It's in Baton Rouge. Yeah.
We gotta go.
I mean, I'm down. I've went. It was my first one to go to because Sarah and her family took me.
Yeah.
It changed my life. Changed your life, ultimately, because I took you.
Yeah, we need to go.
I agree. I would be so down to, like, take a trip. You know what I'm saying? To go do that.
I need that to happen.
We should do that.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you something.
Do that.
What's your sock situation like?
Poor. Because I have a bajillion and one dress socks.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. For some reason, they're all the same color.
Yeah.
Somehow. And then the casual, everyday ankle socks that I choose to wear, I have like 3 pairs.
Yeah.
And... like, they all have holes and are missing one.
That right there. That's my problem.
Socks are expensive.
They are expensive. And
it's
all
like
$20
socks, for a pack of socks.
I've reached a place as a result of that.
Yeah.
Where I don't really buy, like, these, you know, they call them work socks.
Yeah.
Anymore because, first of all, they're expensive.
Right.
They're huge. They go up to, like, my knee.
Yeah, bump that.
And... they're delicate. It's so ironic because they're supposed to Apparently not. You hit a deer and lived.
Right.
So these, I keep walking holes in my socks.
Yeah.
And so what I started doing was like, man, I ain't wearing these, you know, I'll throw these away. I started wearing my dress socks.
And now they have holes in them.
And they have holes in them.
Well, and some dress socks are made very cheaply.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're very thin and like.
Unlike myself.
They like rub a hole in it much faster.
Yeah.
Like, cause even the ones that I just wear at a church or whatever, like those are going out, you know, which with a job that I have, then the way I dress at work, like I sometimes do wear dress socks.
Yeah.
But like if I'm wearing joggers or work, or if I'm working, I work out every morning and I have to put on socks with my gym shoes. So I have to have a pair of casual socks at least 6 days out of the week.
Yeah.
So the fact that I have like three.
That's rough.
Not good.
Yeah.
So I wanted to buy a pack and it's like six, eight pairs maybe. Maybe it may even be 10 because it was a really thick pack. But that was like the smallest pack I could find and it was like $20.
Oh no.
I was like, why? That's so much money.
That's a Christmas gift.
Right. Like, I just need like a three pack.
Right.
A three for three pack.
Why can't I just walk in and like buy a pair of socks?
Right.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
It was so, yeah. And here's the thing. Actually, so how do you store your socks?
Me?
Yes.
Okay. So I take them. Well, one of us, whether it be me or Sarah,
yeah.
We take them and we just like, find if we are fortunate enough to find the other one,
right?
We just fold them in on themselves,
yeah.
And then I have a sock drawer, the top drawer, on the very left hand side for anyone who's wondering,
yeah.
And I put them in there. But here's my issue, I have so many lone wolves, like, I have so many socks that are just, where's the other one? Where does it go?
Yeah,
you know. And what we've started doing now is we've been like really cracking down on laundry here lately,
yeah.
Trying to find these socks. And my thing is, I have way, way more dress socks because of the situation I mentioned earlier.
Right.
You can't just wear like super mismatched. There you go.
Mismatched.
You can't do that.
Right.
You know, it's because like if you're going to church,
right,
and someone like sees your socks, it's like this one over here is red.
Unless it's like ironic. Like if you're doing like 4th of July or something, you do red and blue, or if you're doing like, I don't know, if one's like, if they're like the same theme but different colors or whatever, like it just depends.
Well, and even if it's deliberate, like I will sometimes, like I used to say all the time whenever I would be in hospice, that life is too short to wear boring socks.
Yeah.
And it kind of became like a thing that I would do for the patients. In fact, one time, my boss at that time, she got really mad at me and like scalded me for my socks. I was wearing just an outfit. Like I think I had on like some jeans and a button-up shirt and my hair was, you know, decent.
Yeah.
But I had on these super, just think of like the brightest, pinkest socks.
Nice.
That you can think of. And we were
received a scalding for that?
Well, here's how it went down. We were in this meeting and we weren't at a table. We were like sitting around in a circle.
Okay.
And I kept seeing that she's like, when every time she would like move her head in my direction, you know how people will like, look like they'll kind of like move their eyes and look real quick, but they're not like they're not really saying anything, they're just like I kept seeing that she was doing that, and to me, you know, I'm trying to ignore it, but then I eventually reached a place where I was like, I see you looking at my socks, like trying to be cute about it, you know. And she said, those are really inappropriate. And I was like,
hello?
Oh, okay. I said, well, it makes my patients happy, so I disagree. And that's literally why I did it. And we had a tense relationship, me and this boss, but that's neither here nor there. So she said that, and I was just like, you know what? This is something I do because of so many times, bro, like my patients would be like, oh, I love your socks. It's like, what if that's the first time they smile today?
Yeah.
You know, or what if it's the last time they smile this week for whatever reason?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm rocking these, what is this? Like the turtle from, what you got over there? Skittles?
Polka dots.
Polka dots.
Polka dots.
I got these Mario turtle things.
Oh, cool. I love those.
Which is, speaking of Mario.
Yeah.
So, as you may have heard on our one of our previous episodes. Is that your stomach?
Me too, bro.
We're in this together. I had forgot to state this in our 2021 goals episode, but I stated it a little bit after that, that one of my goals for the year was to get a Switch.
Wow.
Got one.
Wow, look at the Lord.
Got to tell you how it went down.
Yes.
Because Tyler and Sarah, they're a little sneaky sneak. A
little sneaky sneak.
So,
and this time it was legal.
Yeah. won't get into that. Okay. I'm at work. I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Sending off pictures to corporate. And I get an email. And this email is thanking me for my purchase of the amount of a Switch. Oof. And I was like, what is this?
Hello?
And I literally had enough time to like, I tapped on the email, saw just the amount.
Yeah.
And I'm immediately like, you know, your blood pressure kind of rises for a minute. You're like, what is this?
Right.
At that moment, I get a text from Tyler and Sarah in the group chat. Both of them have sent me a picture, and they both have screamed, happy birthday. I look, and Sarah has sent a picture of a Switch where she ordered it. And Tyler, my brother, your friend,
true,
sent me a picture of not one, not two, but three games.
Yeah,
he had ordered for me.
Yeah,
for us.
Right. Correct. Correct.
It's the Mario 3-pack thing where it's like, dude, Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, and Super Mario Galaxy, which I've never played.
So fun!
I can't wait to play
it. Very fun.
And I was literally, I wish y'all could have, like, I'm glad it happened the way it did, but I just wish you could have, like, been with me to see how shook I was.
Well, the goal was to, like, legitimately surprise you, but obviously, like you said, you would notice a large purchase like that. And, I mean, there's no point in me surprising you with the games if you already know what you're getting. So, me and Sarah were communicating. We're like, should we just tell them? And we're like, let's go for it. Let's just send them the screenshots of our order confirmations and boom.
And it happened.
It happened. We were very happy to be able to do it. But, like, now we're all, like, plotting what games we want and what we want to play and stuff.
Sarah's like, well, I want to get Animal Crossing. And me and Tyler are like, yeah, well, but Smash Brothers,
So excited.
I'm going to smoke you. When I learn what to do, me and Mario are just going to.
See, me and Jigglypuff bringing it down.
Our friend Jigglypuff. Bro, back in the day, whenever we played it on GameCube, I was a Pikachu man.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Mine was, like, the Link, Zelda, anything from that franchise.
Yeah.
Like, I was a big fan of that, those games and those characters. Still am, honestly.
Yeah.
Now I have, like, four or five that I, like, alternate between. But what's funny is that we were talking, like, we have a day coming up that we plan on spending together, you know, celebrate your birthday.
Yeah.
And the, like, we, like, of course, that's going to consist of playing the Switch.
Of course.
And so I was like, well, the Switch only comes with one controller that you could technically make into two, but that is a really...
It's like little Joy-Con things.
It's
uncomfortable
to make into one controller. It's very doable, but it's uncomfortable because it's so small.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, we need to get a second controller. And I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, I know this place will have a cost-effective controller, blase, blase. And then it literally just clicked. I'm like... I have a controller, a random Switch controller. Don't have a Switch. Haven't had one in like 2 years. But this was purchased last year in preparation for a Switch.
Right.
But now it's like, here we go.
There we go. It.
Right. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited.
Oh, it's going to be a great
it's
time.
It's going to be fun. And I didn't know that the Switch came in today at the time we're recording this. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the game had come in. So I'm whenever we get done recording, I'm literally going to like eat and then finish setting it up. Because I haven't even finished setting it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's been crazy busy. Like, I've been crazy busy. Like, I didn't want to tell you, it actually came in yesterday.
Sweet.
I was going to bring it yesterday, but it didn't work out. But I said, I'm not going to tell him. I'm going to bring it to him and just give it to him. I've been getting good about like not saying things.
It kind of makes me nervous. It's like, what is he not telling me?
Well, like, because usually I get so excited about something, I jump the gun.
Yeah.
And like, I have to tell you immediately. But now I'm getting pretty good.
Speaking of jump the gun, that text you sent me today about, you're like, I'm so excited about our bro day tomorrow. Oh. It's literally like over a week away.
Dude, I literally like, so I have a bad habit about if I'm listening to something or talking to somebody, like I can multitask and text and stuff like that. But sometimes if I'm hearing something, reading something or doing something and I'm not fully focused on the text, I'll type whatever is happening. And tomorrow was brought up and I included that in the text. And then I was like, wait, no.
What was so weird at that time, my phone was doing something. I think it was because I had
noticed that
I kept going from like out of service, into service, out of service, and it kind of messed things up a little bit. All I got was the initial text of so excited about tomorrow.
Yeah,
and I was like,
hello,
tomorrow,
and then Thursday.
Right, a Thursday, and not only that, but like this Thursday.
Right.
And so I went back in our previous messages, and I was like, no, this he's confused, or either I'm confused. And then I got the reply of, wow, definitely meant next weekend. I was like, okay, good, because I was like,
I don't know. It's just...
It just be like that. It just sometime, be like that
sometimes. It be like that most times.
It's all right though, brother. We love you. We all give you like a gentle hug.
Wow, I accept that. A socially distanced
hug.
Hug, yes.
Yeah.
Oh man. I'm gonna make it through, friend. I don't know, but yeah, I'm getting good at like not telling things.
You are,
because I love surprises, and I get very excited about stuff, but like, I just can't. Usually, I haven't been able to help myself. So I'm hoping that this year I'll be able to like throw a surprise party or something like that. Because
that's harder than you think.
Well, no, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's harder than you think, and it's harder. It's even harder still when the people that you're trying to throw a surprise party for directly demanded that you do so. And so it's like, okay, if I say to you, "Hey, guys, meet me at Las Fajitas at 4.
Here's
like,
the thing. Here's
I wonder what's happening. Could here's it be that it. He's no. throwing us the surprise party that we've you been say, demanding no. for the past 2 months?
You say, hey, let's meet at the house and y'all get in the car. And then you don't say where you're going.
That's not how that works. Not That's with y'all. That works. No.
We were totally receptive. No, dude.
Yeah, because you knew what was happening. It wasn't a surprise.
Well, we tried to forget.
The surprise, though, was who was there.
Exactly. That was a very good surprise.
So I did see y'all.
You succeeded with that.
I succeeded with that, but it's conveniently never discussed. It's always like, well, it's so easy to throw a party. No, it's not.
Well, we're going to try again this year.
Who?
Me and you, because Sasa has dropped subtle, not subtle
not
hint
so subtle.
Of like, oh, look, the Switch coming out here for your birthday. She said my 25th birthday better be lit. So we're going to do it up big.
Okay.
Well, and we can talk about it because she doesn't listen.
The way we'll handle that is we will let you be the architect. Ooh. And I'll just fund it.
Oh, I thought you were about to talk about the listeners, like let the listeners plan the party.
That would be rather interesting.
Well, you know what we should do? We should do we plan a day where we go out and we tell our listeners in advance and like give them options on Instagram to choose like stuff for us to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we just do it and like maybe vlog it or whatever, or either that or record it or something.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be dope.
That'd be fun. It'd be like, should we go hiking or
no, don't pick
eating?
That one.
And then they're like, all like, hey, hiking.
They're all like hiking. And I'm like, hey, you know what?
Right. Like,
I think I got a little sicky.
Let's don't say we did.
Right. I would green screen that junk. Be like, no.
Do we have the technology?
I mean, there's always a way.
Somebody somewhere.
Somebody
near here has the technology.
Oh, we could do it at Bishop Studio.
That's exactly what I was about
you know
to say.
Like, we could just go there and Squatch watch.
Squatch. Oh man, sometimes I was looking through my phone, like just cleaning it out, doing like a New Year's, like just deleting screenshots and stuff like that. And I saw that video and I was just like,
My favorite one is, I guess you would call it like the second episode, mm-hmm. where you're standing like in the river, you're like, it's day, whatever. Still no Squatch.
I have all those videos. We're going to have to watch it because I have the ones with like, you showing up,
oh,
like
no.
just like sticking your head in.
Yeah, oh gosh,
I got all that.
We may have to share that to our Patreons.
Yes, absolutely.
Our patrons.
Yeah,
let them see those.
So what is your, speaking of, what is your phone situation like with your, with screenshots? Like, do you take screenshots?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like, oh, yeah.
For random information or to send to whatever. Do it's, you, are you good and consistent about deleting those, or do you just find them on your phone and you're like, why did I screenshot this?
Let me ask you this. What do you think?
I think you are very consistent in deleting.
Yes.
Yeah, you probably like do the feature where you screenshot, send, and then delete.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's,
what about for stuff that's for later?
Well, if it's for later, then I don't delete it. But if it's like, the odds are, if I'm taking a screenshot, I'm doing so for a very specific reason. So I either, like, you're over, he's, Tyler's shaking his head. He's like, nah.
But there's so many screenshots in my phone.
No, fam, I can't, man. In fact, like, I will frequently go through my pictures and just be like, I don't know why I have this. I'm deleting it. And
I would
just
like delete. To say that I can't, but I do. And I probably will. I just, there's so many pictures in my phone. Like, I just, half of it's, I'm like, why did I take a picture screenshot of my wallpaper? And I'm like, oh, it was an accident. No. It's like, okay, whatever.
Well, sometimes I have had accidental screenshots.
Yeah.
And those are going to happen, you know?
Right.
But, like, it's funny you bring this up because I was literally thinking today about, you know what? When I have time and think about it again, and those stars are going to have to align
it's
pretty perfectly.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do two things. I'm going to go through my pictures, all of them, and just delete stuff that just doesn't bring me joy anymore. Yeah. You know, like, just,
this does not spark joy.
Right. I'm going to do that. Then the things that I have left, they're going into albums.
Yeah. Well, have you thought about doing the tags thing too?
Oh, with the, no.
I thought about it because because I have so many.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, okay, I'm looking for this specific picture. But I don't know. It sounds like a lot of work.
It does sound like a lot of work. It sounds like a lot of, like,
with little reward.
Yeah. Like, for what? Who else is going to enjoy that?
Exactly.
You know?
But it's also like, when you do that, that's the one time that you're going to, like the one time that you need it and it's successful, you're like,
Yeah. But it's also like, am I going to continue to do this after it's done?
The answer is no.
The answer is no. And as I sit here talking myself out of making albums.
Oh, man. I tried to do that with albums.
Yeah.
And I did that. And it looked nice. And then it just got progressively, like, worse.
Well, this is where it all comes full circle. You do that. Then you take a screenshot and you send it to me and be like, wow, look how organized my phone is. Then you immediately just nuke it all.
Just delete the album.
Just delete all the albums.
I did that with my apps whenever, or prior to this most recent software update, I would put all my apps in groups and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Have the groups categorized, and which of course you can still do that, but now it's all about the widgets.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd have all my apps categorized by this, that, and the other, kind of like the Apple Library does now.
Yeah.
Except better.
I can't stand the Apple Library.
Dude, I'm so sick
of
it.
It's so gross.
To the point to where, but it's ridiculous because now my phone basically just stays there.
Yeah.
And it stinks because I have such a cool home screen set up, but I'm never on it because I'm going to the Apple Library to use the apps that aren't on my home screen that I don't want to put there because I don't want to. It's very frustrating. But I would have, oh my Lord, I'm so sorry if y'all hear my stomach. Did you hear that?
I did.
I would categorize them very, very specifically. But sometimes I would get in moods where I'm like, I have 700 apps on one page and three folders. And then I'll just delete the folders and have the apps spread out. But then I'd feel like this is utter chaos. I can't do this. I think the widgets have been a perfect balance. I just need to be able to customize the app library and I'm set.
I feel like that's going to be a huge feature of iOS 15 because there's been so many people.
Is that coming out this year?
Yeah, it should be around June or July that it's announced. And then it'll come out right before the new phones. Which I will be getting one because I'm not getting an iPhone 12.
Hopefully we'll not be getting one.
Hopefully we'll not be getting one.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
Don't do it, bro.
I'm paying stuff off and like my bills are going down.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Oh, good.
It's like, of course, I haven't got there yet. But like, I was looking at what my bills are going to be for next month and I was just like,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Because this month I'm still like finishing paying stuff off. And then of course tax returns and stuff.
Yeah.
And stimulus is going to help me take care of some of the other stuff, but still, you know, it's going to be great. And the thought of paying for a phone just makes me sad.
Don't do it, bro.
I probably won't.
If you don't, you need to at least just go ahead and get your screen fixed.
I plan on doing that with my stimulus / tax return.
It's cool.
Which, did I tell you my stimulus situation?
You said that it had to be mailed to you because of your account. The old account was like closed.
Closed my old account. And that's the account they tried to put the stimulus check in. And I tried to update the account prior to the stimulus check going out. And the IRS over the phone was like, nope.
Nope.
They're like, you have to print out a form, mail it in, blase, blase. And I was like, well, by the time I do that, the checks are going to be mailed out.
Yeah, mailed out.
And so did not do that, and it rejected. And so I called the IRS. I'm like, how long will it take to, you know, be returned and then have a check generated and mailed? They're like, oh, we're not mailing checks this year. I was like, hello? So what's going to happen? They're like, they were saying that they're not going to mail physical checks, that they're going to deposit it, or they're going to do like the prepaid cards like they did. They're not going to cut and mail physical checks.
Right, I got you.
And so I asked them, I'm like, okay, well, what's going to happen? Because this account's closed. She said, whenever you file your taxes to file a claim or whatever, blase, blase, and then they'll deposit into the new account. So I'm waiting on that, and then I'd get my stimmy. in the name of Jesus, get my phone fixed. I just don't want to have the same problems you did with the Shuri.
That's literally like a whole nother podcast. Your best bet is going to be to like pay that phone off and then
it's paid off.
Okay, well then just go to Adrian and let Adrian fix it.
Yeah.
Because you, bro, I would recommend you pay double whatever you gotta pay before you deal with a Shurian.
Yeah.
It was literally a disaster. I may or may not go into it one day here.
My only the only reason I'm like still contemplating doing it is because one, it's $200 and it's a full phone replacement. Like it's a brand new phone.
Hopefully.
Yes. The back of my phone is cracked. It's like shattered. And then the front is not really shattered. It just has the big green blinding line. But
has anyone ever told you it looks kind of like a lightsaber?
But the $200 will hopefully get just a brand new phone replacement. And then I'd be done. But it's not an ASAP need, so I'm not worried about an in-store, you know, new device or anything like that. I'm not worried about a delay for it being mailed. If it takes a week to get to me, it takes a week to get to me. Like that's fine as long as I'm getting the device for $200.
But the problem is when you pay them up front.
Yeah.
And it's been a week and you don't know where your device is.
Yeah.
You try to call them and you can't get a human. When you do finally get a human, they're like, I'm sorry, who are you? And then you're like, oh, well, you know what? Actually, I would just like a refund. Oh, okay, well, it's going to be 7 to 10 days. And then whenever the 10 days becomes 11 days and 12 days and you call them back and you say, hey, where's my refund? And they say, who are you? Oh, you were never charged. Yeah, it just becomes but do what you want to do, bro.
Well, I understand.
It's so bad. I would never, never deal with them again. I would do whatever I've got to do. I would do whatever I've got to do to not have to deal with them again. It was so bad and so unpleasant. Blake came to me after church. Blake, God bless him. He was like the only thing that kept me sane going through this whole thing, because he was like, hey, man, you know, we're going to, you know, he was there.
Yeah.
And he came up to me tonight after church. I was like, hey, man, did they ever give you your money back? And I'm like, nope.
Jeez, were you charged?
They said I was. But, like,
did you check your account?
I did, and I didn't see anything, but they said I was charged, and it's just so confusing.
Oh,
but Lord. It's like I told Blake tonight, at this point, they can just have it and, like, leave me alone. Mm-mm. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to, like, yeah. Really, when I looked and saw that I guess it never did come out of my account, then I was just kind of like, okay, good enough.
Whatever.
Over it. I'm going to tell Sarah that it never was charged.
Yeah.
But what really bothered me about it, though, is, and I know we're leaving like a lot of gaps for the listener, but
right,
it's not worth your time. Trust me. But one thing that really did bother me is when I called them and I finally got someone and they said, oh, you never were charged. Ugh. And I was like, I disagree because it's definitely swiped the card, yada, yada. And they're like, oh, well, then hang on a second. They put me back on hold. When they got back on the phone, they said, it's actually just going to be another a few more days for your refund to hit. And I said these words, okay, so you're saying I was charged? And they said, yes. And I said, okay, what changed?
Oof.
And no one had like an answer.
That's like, this episode is not a Dog Verizon episode, but.
Well, this not even Verizon.
Yeah.
This is Asurion.
Well, I'm about to talk about Verizon.
Okay.
Because, you know, I've been with them since like 2014. I've been with them for many, many moons.
Yeah.
And I worked there. Like, everything's been good. I haven't really had any bad experiences with them other than it just being super expensive.
Yeah.
But I've always argued that you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
And, well, I had a very poor experience Monday.
Monday?
Monday.
Recently?
Yes. I had four devices on my line. It was for me and my sister. She paid off one of them in December, and then she paid off the other one just this past Sunday. And so that's paid off. And so I'm like, okay, I'm getting them disconnected. It's going to lower my bill by like $200. Like, super excited about that, you know?
Yeah.
And so I do that. And whenever I did this through the app, okay, because I've been trying to avoid calling people because, one, I've been really busy here, especially this past week, but I just don't have the time to just sit on the phone and have a conversation whenever I can talk to a live person on the app and continue doing what I got to do. So I got on the app and I'm like, hey, I'd like to disconnect this line. They're like, cool. It's going to disconnect on this date at the end of your cycle. May have additional charges from whatever uses or blah, 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 whatever. Fine. Disconnect it. Get it gone. And I'm like, how much is it, you know, my new bill going to be? They're like, after everything's disconnected, it should be about XYZ. I'm like, okay, that's still really high.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I only have two lines on there. One of them's paid off, and the other one is just a watch. So why is it this amount of money? But I didn't think about that at the time. I was just like, okay, whatever. And then I was looking at, like, trying to plan out what I'm going to do with the stimulus check and tax return and what I'm going to do with Blase Blase and just trying to get everything organized. And I'm like, why is my phone bill going to be that much? So I messaged again in the live app, and I'm like, hey, I need a breakdown of why my bill is going to be this, this, this. And they're like, okay, well, you have this charge, and this charge. And I'm like, and one of them was the device payment for the device that was paid off. And I said, this was paid off. We got a confirmation that was paid off. And earlier in the same conversation with the person that was telling me that I had a device payment still on file, that she had sent a message, like, copied and pasted from the previous dude who had said that the device was paid off. I'm like, you just sent me a message that confirmed that this device was paid off.
Yeah.
And they're like, the device payment was not processed, like, was not closed off. They said the $500 is going to be applied towards bill credit and not towards your device. I said, hold up. They said, he said, we can process a refund, but it'll take blah, 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 blah.
7 days. To 10 business days.
Right. I said, it was done in cash. So, hello? Because they had contradicted themselves and told me that the device was not paid off, that my bill still had this on there, blase, blase. I was so stressed out, dude.
I understand.
Because, well, it started off fine. And she was giving me a breakdown. I was like, okay, great. This is going great. You know, I'm working, getting stuff done, live chat, whatever. And then that happened. I said, okay. I went away from desk, went outside, and I called. I was like, I got to call. I can't not call. This is ridiculous. I said, I'm being told this information. They said, I don't know why, because that device is paid off. Your phone bill's this much. Here's why. Here's how we can lower it. I said, thank you so much. I left a poor survey on that other lady.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Right.
And disconnected that chat with the live chat. I was like, this person on the line's telling me this, so somebody lied.
So when your bill comes in, that'll be the real telltale.
Exactly. Well, and like, I just needed the explanation as to what it consisted of. Yeah. But now I had that information, and now I don't have to worry, is that line going to be disconnected? Was that payment processed accordingly? Like, it was just a very stressful time on a Monday.
Right. I can't stand stuff like that.
On a Monday, no less. And I'm just like, you had just congratulated me on being a loyal customer for so many years, like 6 years, 7 years at this point. And now y'all going to do me like this, friend? It was just, it was a very stressful time. But overall, I still love Verizon. I just
can't relate.
I do. I acknowledge that it's a little bit expensive, but I've had C Spire and I don't have service anywhere with C Spire. Yeah. So Verizon's done me good. So, but yeah.
Must be nice.
Sorry.
It's all good. It is what it is.
It'd be like that.
It do. Do you have a bop for us today?
I do. Is it drop the bop time already?
It's, you know what? We're going to go ahead and get to drop the bop.
This week on Drop the Bop, I am doing another Slowbo.
Another Slowbo.
This is the year of the Slowbo, I guess.
That's okay.
But this one's called Stones.
Stones.
By POA Worship.
Nice.
Pentecostals of Alexandria. The song just goes in. I remember one day on Facebook, I saw a video of them singing. There's tons of videos of them singing online.
Yeah.
But I saw this one and Sarah had shared it. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, hello? Because she doesn't typically use Facebook a whole lot,
yeah,
much less to share music. So I got on there and I listened and I was floored.
I remember this.
And I was like, first of all, I was impressed that Sarah had found this song and I had not. So I was like, wow. And then I found that it's actually available on Apple Music. And I'm assuming it is Spotify because I remember sending it to somebody who does not have Apple Music. Poor things. Right. Poor things. But so, yeah, just I definitely recommend it. Check it out. It's an apostolic content that we recommend you support. It is available on Apple Music and Spotify. And those links will be on our Instagram stories and on our Instagram highlights.
Absolutely. Bro.
Bro.
I've had a wonderful time today. We're both wasting away. We're starving. But that's okay. Because we're both about to eat.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table, which is a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your enjoyment. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and with your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.